begin otherwise, by terrorist actions. Terrorism is a condemnable tool, but in this case it was generated by 40 years of unprecedented Soviet state terrorism, and this is a striking instance of evil generating evil. It shows that when evil assumes inhuman dimensions, it ends up by forcing people to use evil ways even to escape it. However, the concentration camp terrorism of the 50s, out of which heroic uprisings were born later on, was essentially different from the left-wing revolutionary terrorism, which is shaking the Western world in our days, in that young Western terrorists, saturated with boundless freedom, play with innocent people's lives and kill innocent people for the sake of their unclear purposes or in order to gain material advantages. Soviet camp terrorists in the 50s killed proved traitors and informers in defense of their right to breathe. However, there is no kind of terrorism that can be considered a pride of the 20th century. On the contrary, terrorism has made it into one of the most shameful centuries of human history. And there is no guarantee that the darkest abyss of terrorism already lies behind us. Part 5. Katorga. We shall turn the Siberia of Katorga, Siberia in shackles, into a Soviet socialist Siberia. Stalin. Chapter 1. The Doomed. Revolution is often rash in its generosity. It is in such a hurry to disown so much. Take the word katorga, for instance. Now, katorga is a good word, a word with some weight in it, nothing like the runtish abortion D-O-P-R or the pipsqueak I-T-L. Katorga descends from the judicial bench like the blade of a guillotine, stops short of beheading the prisoner, but breaks his spine, shatters all hope there, and then in the courtroom. The word katorjane holds such terror that other prisoners think to themselves, these must be the real cutthroats. It is a cowardly but comfortable human failing to see yourself as not the worst of men, nor in the worst position. Katorjana were numbers. They are obviously beyond redemption. Nobody would pin a number on you or me. They will, though. You'll see. Stalin was very fond of old words. He never forgot that they can cement a state together for centuries. It was not to meet some proletarian need that he grafted on again words too hastily lopped off. Officer, general, director, supreme. And 26 years after the February Revolution had abolished katorga, Stalin reintroduced it. This was in April 1943, when he began to feel that he was no longer sliding downhill. For the home front, the first fruits of the people's victory at Stalingrad were the decree on the militarization of the railroads, providing for trial of women and little boys by court-martial. And on the following day, April the 17th, the decree introducing the katorga and the gallows. The gallows is another fine old institution, much superior to a short, sharp pistol shot. It makes death a leisurely process, which can be exhibited in detail to a large crowd of people. Each subsequent victory drove fresh contingents of the doomed into katorga or to the gallows, first from the Kuban and the Don, then from the left bank Ukraine and the Kursk, Orel, and Smolensk regions. On the heels of the army came the tribunals, publicly hanging some people on the spot, dispatching others to the newly created katorga forced labor camps. The first of them, of course, was Mine Number 17 at Vorkuta. Those at Norilsk and Zhezhkazgan came soon after. Little attempt was made to conceal their purpose. The katorjane were to be done to death. These were undisguisedly murder camps. But in the Gulag tradition, murder was protracted so that the doomed would suffer longer and put a little work in before they died. They were housed in tents, 7 meters by 20, of the kind common in the north, surrounded with boards